During a teleconference with the media Thursday, Neil Jacobs, acting administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center, said indications point to an above-average season from June 1st through November 30th, with the possibility of extreme activity.
There's a 60% chance of above normal, and 30% chance of near normal, and just a 10% chance of below normal. 13 to 19 named storms. Of those, 6 to 10 will become hurricanes, and that includes 3 to 6 major hurricanes.
At this time, says Jacobs, they cannot predict which of those storms could make landfall. But he adds there are a few new wrinkles this year for monitoring activity.
NOAA will upgrade the hurricane weather research and forecast system to incorporate new data from satellites and coastal radars. This will help improve hurricane track and intensity during the critical watch and warning time frame. Also this season, NOAA and the U.S. Navy will deploy a fleet of autonomous subsurface gliders to observe ocean conditions in the tropical Atlantic and Caribbean.
As we just heard, the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is expected to be a busy one, and there are a number of factors driving this prediction.
Jerry Bell is a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center. He says the region has been a high-activity area since 1995.
These conditions include warmer ocean temperatures and weaker trade winds in the Atlantic hurricane main development region. They also include weaker vertical wind shear and an enhanced West African monsoon.
Another factor could be the further development of La Nina in the Pacific Ocean. Bell says for now, neutral conditions are prevalent, but
if La Nina develops in time, it would reinforce those high activity era conditions and further increase the likelihood of an above normal season with activity likely near the upper ends of the predicted ranges.
Well, already it's been an active early start to the Atlantic hurricane season. We just saw a tropical storm Arthur form off the east coast of Florida and brush against the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Meteorologist Athena Masson with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network reminds everyone the kickoff to the season is still 2 weeks away.
And this coincides with other meteorological networks such as AccuWeather and Colorado State University. So now we have three main forecasters that are calling for possibly an active hurricane season, and that's something to really keep an eye out on.
The year 2020 marks the sixth consecutive year that a storm has formed in April or May, but the presence of Tropical Storm Arthur, says Masson, does not necessarily mean the upcoming season will be wild and woolly.
We look at other indicators of sea surface temperature, how much wind shear is in the atmosphere, and this changes month to month. So even though we've had the past few years an above average hurricane season, prior to that, 2014 and even 2015, when we did have an early system, it really wasn't an above active hurricane season.
Closer to home, Florida's 67 emergency operations centers, as well as the state, are preparing for the season while also battling the coronavirus. Eric Gilmore heads emergency ops in Escambia County.
We've always had a hurricane plan. We've always had our shelters identified. It's now the CDC guidance that we're getting, the social distancing that you've seen in the past couple of months. Otherwise, we would go into this hurricane season with just our preparedness message, making sure our citizens are prepared and ready for hurricane season. But now, because of this, we're having to make different planning.
Another concern is what happens after a storm when debris and other damage must be addressed. A decline in volunteerism, which actually began with a series of tornadoes in the northern states earlier this year, is being exacerbated by the pandemic.
To be honest with you, we've seen a decline in volunteerism after disasters with the tornadoes to our northern states. We've seen a decline in people coming out volunteering for cleanup and everything because of COVID-19. That was something we heard from agencies responding to the tornadoes.
NOAA's outlook is for overall seasonal activity and is not a landfall forecast. The Climate Prediction Center will update the 2020 Atlantic seasonal outlook in August, prior to the historical peak of the hurricane season. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.